Berkeley's new police reforms aim to reduce racial disparities in traffic stops and searches conducted by the BPD, Berkeley Police Department. One reform clarifies that race and ethnicity cannot be used as reasons to conduct a traffic stop unless paired with clear evidence-based criteria. Berkeley Police Chief Andrew Greenwood said during a special meeting of the Berkeley City Council that this is what the BPD already does.
These recommendations imply that BPD officers are not using clear constitutional criteria for stops and detentions, and that officers may be stopping people solely on the base of race and ethnicity, which I do not believe is true.
Many Berkeley residents called in to support the adoption of the measures. However, some public commenters objected to Chief Greenwood's apparent lack of deference to the reforms. Colin G. is a resident of Berkeley District 5.
I'm just shocked by his attitude because after all of this preparation, he just doesn't think that racism exists in policing in Berkeley. His ability to be so tone deaf in the role that he's in, it's really shocking to see.
BPD stop data indicates 40% of traffic stops were of Black individuals. A report from the Center for Policing Equity finds Blacks are 6.5 times more likely to be stopped by BPD than whites while driving, and 4.5 times more likely to be stopped while on foot. While the recent reforms stop short of diverting police away from responding to traffic stops entirely, they do eliminate traffic stops for most minor offenses and require Berkeley police to obtain written consent from people before searching their vehicles without a warrant. While Berkeley initiates police reform measures, the City of Oakland's Task Force to Reimagine Public Safety has released 114 recommendations for reform. Sabir Lockett, director of Faith Alliance for a Moral Economy at the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy, explained why he opposes some of them.
We urge the City Council to place less emphasis on changing the culture of OPD and more time finding ways to reallocate the budget from the police and invest in savings in community programs that save our community and save our lives. Many of the recommendations in the section call for more training for OPD. And again, I'd like to point out that the job of the task force is not to reform OPD. Again, not to reform OPD, but to reimagine public safety and reallocate police resources to community programs.
Lockett said he does support several of the recommendations, like ending qualified immunity, moving most traffic enforcement to the Oakland Department of Transportation, and renegotiating the city's labor contract with the police union to cap overtime and cut other police expenditures, which he and other advocates say do not make the city safer.
The Schaaf administration's unprincipled and unrestrained spending on policing has not made Oakland safer. Instead, it has drained the city's resources, preventing us from investing in the things we know keep us safe.
That's James Birch, policy director at the Anti-Police Terror Project and a member of the task force.
Oakland has increased the number of law enforcement officers since 2012, an investment that has not paid off for the people of Oakland. To make matters worse, OPD routinely overspends on its budget by tens of millions of dollars every year, with the apparent blessing of the Schaaf administration as accountability is never demanded. This year, OPD overspent its budget by over $30 million, with $19 million in unauthorized overtime.
Oakland City Council established the task force last year in response to thousands of Oakland residents who demanded the city cut the police budget by half and use those funds to support programs and other services that advance public safety. The final task force report is due April 1st, when the City Council is expected to begin deliberations on its budget for fiscal year 2021 and 22. The recommendations could not be more timely, as the city must cut spending from somewhere in order to close its estimated $62 million budget shortfall. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.